Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site. They are completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. So, joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to take your phone calls, of course, about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Otherwise, we will also bring up stuff that you might find interesting, and we use your suggestions to go about that process through our website. You go to freetalklive.com, and the main feature of the site allows you to suggest ideas for the show or suggest things that you think our listeners might enjoy. So as you're surfing around the web, you find something you like and think our listeners will like it too, you just submit it to freetalklive.com. Using our easy submit show prep form, and then it pops up in the upcoming stories queue on the site. Then other listeners can look at those upcoming items and then vote as to whether they like or dislike, and you can vote too. And the most liked of those choices will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and to discuss them. And something I saw posted earlier today, this is brought to you, by the way, by copblock.org. Something that I saw earlier today over at Facebook, somebody posted this. Federal police officer shot dog in Arundel Park. Stunned dog owners and residents of Severn neighborhood are shocked that authorities won't be charging a federal police officer who shot and killed a Siberian husky Monday night at a community dog park. Bear Bear, a brown and white husky that was about 3 years old, was playing in the Quail Run Dog Park at about 6:30 in the evening, running off-leash in the fenced-in area.
That's what dog parks are for.
Right. When the officer and his wife arrived with a German Shepherd, who was kept on a leash. When the dogs began to play roughly, the federal officer asked Bear Bear's guardian, his owner's brother, to call off the dog. But before he could do anything, the officer pulled out a gun and shot Bear Bear, according to the husky's owner. Bear Bear, who belongs to Rachel Retaliata, died of his injuries a few hours later. County police didn't name the federal officer. So they're completely covering for this man. He pulls out his gun and shoots a dog because it got a little rough with his other dog, as dogs do sometimes when they're together. They don't always get along. He pulls out his gun, blasts this dog away, and they won't even tell you who this guy is.
We are assuming here that the dogs are even actually like angry and upset with each other, and
to just playing.
Right. I mean, you know, dogs, big dogs play rough, and that's the way it is. So, I mean, I don't even know if this guy's properly assessed the situation. If he thought the best way to deal with it was to pull out a gun and shoot the other dog, then I wonder about his judgment. However, what his judgment is good on is that he knew that the local cops would cover for him because he's a fed. He was right about that.
Sure did. Retaliata, the owner of the dog that was murdered, says that I've been bawling my eyes out since 7 p.m. last night. It's grief mixed with anger. We're so angry this guy was able to take our animal for what we feel was no reason at all. We still don't believe that he's gone. We just want so badly to be diligent about this. The officer has to pay some sort of consequence for his foolishness. Oh,
you know, this is
only
classic,
in a just world.
But this is classic bully behavior. A dog is actually can be dangerous, but if you're armed with tasers and guns, a dog is nothing.
Right. But of course, this dog wasn't even threatening the officer. It was going after another dog, allegedly.
Right.
usually the cops will use the excuse
in a dog park.
Officer safety whenever they feel a little scared about a dog, and they use that as their excuse to blast it away, and they're never, ever held accountable for it. There's never any kind of consequence that I don't think a cop has ever had to pay in order for murdering somebody's dog. Usually it happens under the context of a police raid in a home where they come into your home and they kick in your door and your dog happens to be there and it barks at them because, well, you know, a dog might do that, trying to protect its property and its family, and then they just blast it away. So this is a little unusual situation in that there wasn't a police raid involved. They were at a dog park, and the owner, the person who was taking care of Bear Bear in this case, attempted to call the dog away, but before he could actually do anything to go in and like break up the fight or whatever, the guy just pulls a gun out and starts blasting. And so the owner rightfully wants to see some sort of consequences for this officer, but
I wish him luck.
A spokesbureaucrat for the county police department, the Anne Arundel County Police Department, said no charges will be filed. and investigators found no evidence of criminal activity.
Right. Now, here's the question I have. If I go to the dog park with my dog and I let them go and I tell somebody else, I mean, this is all I want to show people here is, do you think that there isn't some other, that you aren't a second class citizen? Because the fact is, the police protect themselves. And this just another instance that proves the case. If I went there and everything was the same except that I wasn't a federal police officer and I shot somebody else's dog for playing rough with my dog,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it would go.
Unauthorized discharge of a firearm.
Right. I'm going to do time and I'm going to pay.
Some sort of animal cruelty charge as well. I mean, I'm just guessing here as to what the charges might be, but they would find something to bring you up on. I mean, this is crazy.
Now, dogs are not human, but dogs are members of people's families. And just like if you were to go shoot someone's child or their wife, I mean, for some people, a dog is like one of their children.
Absolutely. You get very close to them, and they're very
and
important.
And if someone kills your dog senselessly, or your cat, or your hamster, or whatever it might be, that can be just as traumatic sometimes as losing a family member.
Retaliata adopted Bear Bear about 2 years ago from a husky rescue. He'd been seized from a Delaware home where people had tied him up outside, largely leaving him to fend for himself in the elements. Tiffany Greco, who fostered the young Bear Bear and placed him with the Retaliata family, said the husky had led a hard-knock life, starved and neglected, with mats in his long fur the size of softballs. But even though he was mistreated, she said he never became aggressive around people or dogs. He was a very lovey-dovey, happy-go-lucky guy, she said, adding that Bear Bear had it. At least a taste of the good life with the Retaliatas. All this dog wanted to do was curl up on top of you. She said that huskies have a rough way of playing that, to people who don't know them, can seem intimidating. They have a much different play style, she said, than other dogs. They're a rough and tumble breed. They're mouthy. Often people interpret that as being aggressive when it's really just them playing. In the Quail Run community of townhomes, a number of residents have dogs that they walk to the community dog park. Neighbors say the park is generally an easygoing place where well-mannered dogs play with one another, and Bear Bear was a regular there. So apparently this other cop and his dog may not have been such a regular.
Oh, so he just shows up and shoots somebody's dog. That's awesome.
That's what it sounds like. Tanya Hernandez saw Bear Bear all the time. She lives two doors down from the Retaliatas, and Bear Bear plays with her children and Marshmallow, her year-and-a-half-old Dalmatian Australian Shepherd mix. She says, Bear Bear and Marshmallow can get along. She says, I've never personally seen him be aggressive toward any dog or human or anything for that matter, Hernandez said. My two very young children love Bear Bear and would attack him every time they saw him with hugs and love. She can't believe Bear Bear would ever do anything to deserve being shot. I have not seen that dog hurt anyone or snarl. He's never even barked, she said. His only way was to get out a gun and shoot him. It's completely unbelievable. Dorothy Pierce, the homeowner association manager, was appalled that someone would fire a gun in the community dog park at dinner time. She said, this is tragic. A community of homeowners with children playing around should not have a gun-crazy, off-duty policeman shooting in their area, especially a dog in a controllable situation. Vitaliata said that after the officer shot Bear Bear, the dog didn't yelp or cry. It just lay down in the grass, bleeding heavily. He just went and laid down, she said. I just can't get over it, and I don't think it's being taken seriously because it was an animal involved. No, that's not it. It's because it was a cop involved. As Mark pointed out, anybody else who had come in and done that same exact act in that park would be facing charges. They would be in trouble with the law, and it's clearly a double standard. It's because the man was a cop. Carolyn Kilborn, chairwoman of the...
You know, I wonder if you stepped this up, what it would be like.
Stepped it up?
Well, you know, if it was, for instance, if some, I don't know how young of children, but let's say a couple of 14-year-olds, is the cop's 14-year-old and your 14-year-old are out playing rough in the park, and the cop decides to shoot your kid, what would that be like? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, she said she didn't feel it was that way because it was an animal, and I'm just trying to wonder, you know, if you put a human in that circumstance, what would that be like? I don't know.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you've got community outcry, you've got outrage, you've got people saying this is unacceptable, and the cops are saying, oh, we can't find any evidence of a crime. Back
when
I'm going to tell you what this guy's name was. Ha, ha, ha! Suckers, now pay your property taxes. More coming up, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provide are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there completely free, including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, that's the last week there on the front page. If you click into the archives section, then you will find archives that go back to 2006, all brought to you by HostGator.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get .dot anything over there. I was looking at the list, and it's expansive, all the .dot whatevers that you can get. But you can create your very own website with them. It doesn't matter whether it's your own personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. They have thousands of templates from which you can choose at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
I said hi to you last night, Mark.
Hi.
Oh, that's not Mark. You're Mark.
Mark's here.
Mark's here.
Wayne's here.
Wayne's here, too.
What's on your mind, David?
It won't bother me if that cop gets shot. The one, at all.
The you one mean, that shot the dog is horrifying.
The one that
it?
Shot a dog in cold blood?
Exactly.
And who got away with it?
Exactly. Well, I know he's going to be... Hopefully the community will see him for what he did. Obviously they will. But it won't bother me if he gets shot, if somebody does, if some kind of karma comes to him.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a sickness. I mean, you've got to be really twisted in the head to even consider doing something like that. When you pull out a firearm, if you've got a firearm on you and you pull it out and you use it, it's a last-ditch effort to try to solve a problem of violence
prevent
that is being
harm, hopefully.
Used against you or someone you love. In this case, it was not required. It was not at all called for. And
no blood.
Right. I mean, we're talking about two dogs that had gotten into what was apparently a fight, but everybody else said that this dog was very peaceful overall and it was just playing. This man who's a federal agent pulls out a gun and just blasts the other dog away. And they're not even releasing his name publicly. The thin blue line has closed around him and is protecting him, and he won't face any sort of charges, and it's just absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me, that's a humble dog. That's a little... innocent, humble dog, you know, and honestly, that dog's life is worth more than that cop's life, in my mind.
Thanks, David. Yeah. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. Yeah, I have to say that psychopaths are not worth much to me either.
You know, in this instance, obviously, if something bad happens to this cop through karma, then there's still going to be a parade and there's still going to be whatever, because that's just the way it goes. But I think that what the story serves to show is as many people as were involved in it and hear about it, they can see that, huh, wow, so this is what it's like when a cop does this.
Mm-hmm.
Because your average citizen, I don't think, would even consider doing this. These are the actions of a psychopath or a person who is completely unaccountable for their actions, that knows that they're going to get away with it. This cop correctly assessed the situation, which is that I can pull out my piece here, I can blast this other person's dog into Never Never Land, and nothing bad is going to happen to me.
No, all he'll have to do is say, well, my dog was in danger. And so
cops are human beings, too, and there's good humans and bad humans,
sure.
And it looks like a bad one got into the police force.
Yep.
Not uncommon,
but
rather.
But my question really here is, you know, how this bad one correctly assessed the situation that he was not going to get in trouble. So what are the guys that are covering up for him? I mean,
They're bad, too.
Accessories. Yeah.
That's all I can come up
you know,
with. So if that whole police force, I mean, how many of the cops are going to say, you know what, I've had it with this crap. These people, my police department is out of line here. They're going to throw their badge in the desk. They're going to tell their lieutenants, I've had it with this crap.
No.
This is out of line.
That would
None
take
of them
courage.
Are going to do that crap.
That would take real courage.
Over time, though, you know, what happens.
Oh, I want it. It's going to pile up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it piles up, and a lot of good guys do leave, and that's the paradox
problem.
There. That's the problem. Because, you know, what happens is you work so hard to become a police officer, and let's say you're a really good police officer, you're dedicated
mm-hmm.
and everything, and so you get to that position, you see that, and you feel all the pressure, the peer pressure around you not to say anything, and you have to make a decision. Are you going to break ranks, or are you just going to leave?
Right, and you know, this happened to me one time. I had a situation where my boss decided to cut commissions on working in radio sales, and he decided to cut commissions.
Now, the old drunk guy?
Yes. I didn't do anything about it at the time because I didn't have another job set up. So I waited. It was probably about 6 weeks before I managed to get another thing set up, and it was a really sweet deal, and I loved working for the company I went to. But then I left. So this guy had no connection between changing the commission structure and me departing. And you're absolutely right, Wayne. If I'd have gone in there and I'd have said, look, if you don't change this commission structure back, I'm leaving. The chances are good that he wouldn't have changed the commission structure back and that I would have left.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very least, he would have known why his star salesperson, by the way, a couple of months later, he offered me twice the money I was making to come back. But, you know, why his star salesperson left, he would have known. And he lost the business. It all went, you know, tumbling and crashing underneath him. And
well, they're still on the air, but he's not involved.
Right, it was bought, you know, it was unprofitable, and somebody bought it and saved him from it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of loss they sold it at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe he would have known what happened, and he didn't.
1-800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Since we're on the topic of bad cops, I got some corrupt cop stories to share with you here in a bit. But first, Johnson is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I know you guys don't always talk about, you know, what everybody else is going to be talking about in the media, but I feel like this is just... It's got to be mentioned. It's got to be brought up, and that's
what
happened with Proposition 8 today.
What is that?
Yes.
Proposition 8 is the gay marriage ban in California that was enacted 2 years ago and has been overturned today.
Okay, well, let me see if I've got this straight. So they originally passed gay marriage, then they undid it, and
through
now
a proposition.
Through this proposition.
Proposition
and
8.
Now that's been overturned, so gay marriage is back in California?
Right. Essentially, yeah. Essentially, the churches got together and got a lot of people to get out and vote in this sort of, I don't know how the proposition system works.
Referendum.
In California. Yeah, exactly. And basically banned gay marriage in California, and a lot of people were very upset over it. It was very contentious. I happened to be in California at the time when this thing was passed. And I was definitely upset there. And now a single judge has gone and overturned it as being unconstitutional. And I think it's very interesting. I think it's a great victory. I'm glad that this is the way it is now. But I think a lot of people are going to be very upset because it was voted into, you know, that it was voted in. I mean,
right.
Proposition 8 was voted on. So people are going to now say, oh, well, the people voted for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
that tiny minority of people that vote that are like the Parents Television Council of California.
But, you know, you have these two groups of people fighting amongst each other, which the people in power love. The whole problem with this gay marriage thing is marriage shouldn't be controlled by the government.
Sure.
The reason why people think it's so important is because they want anyone to be able to get married who wishes to, so they can get all the government goodies, the tax breaks and the insurance benefits and all that baloney. But really, the issue is really it's being distorted.
Yeah,
don't
that may
think?
Be true, Wayne. And Johnson, if you've got more to talk about, you're welcome to here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That may be true, but while you've got government controlling marriage and granting benefits to men and women, then it's only fair to... to extend the fairness, if you will. We can talk more about it here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site. They're free, including news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us via Twitter, Facebook, or get on the email list. I think that's probably still the best way to get all the info to your eyeballs. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on board.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI call-in line, toll-free call-in line, and today businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rage of consumers who failed to pay their bills. You may believe that debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI, they reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Johnson is on the line with us in Connecticut, talking about, I guess, some news out of California today where Proposition 8, which is this homophobic piece of, I guess it's not legislation, homophobic proposition that was passed a couple of years ago to outlaw gay marriage in the state has been overturned by a judge. And Wayne, you were pointing out something that is accurate, that is that the ideal liberty position on marriage of any sort is that the government shouldn't be involved. Mark, you told me during the break that apparently here in New Hampshire they didn't have marriage licenses until the early 1990s.
That's right.
Which I think is pretty good news.
That's what I've heard. I mean, it's not like I've done exhaustive research on the subject. But.
And clearly, if you had a liberty-oriented movement that was to be moving forward with the marriage issue, they should be promoting marriage. the idea of ending government marriage, but that's not what's happening in California. They don't have that mindset out there. And even here in New Hampshire, they don't have that mindset, because in New Hampshire it was recently passed that gay marriage, I think it was legislatively here, the legislature passed a gay marriage, some sort of an amendment or piece of legislation. And I understand where that's coming from, and I would never oppose something like that. I don't want to get a marriage license, period. If there's somebody that that I love and that I want to spend my life with, I have no problem committing to that, but I don't want to do it with the government's involvement. But to other people who aren't of our mindset, who don't have the paradigm of, I don't want the government involved, and that's all that a marriage license really is. It brings a third party into a two-party agreement. Mm-hmm. For the people that don't understand that, they've never been presented with that, all they can see is, well, on one hand, heterosexual couples get to have this license, but nobody else, homosexual couples, don't. And that's clearly, it's clearly unfair. And if having that government piece of paper means that somebody who loves their partner, their male or female partner in a homosexual relationship, can now enter a hospital to go see their loved one when otherwise they would be prevented from doing so, or it means they can go into a jail to see their loved one when otherwise it would mean they'd be prevented from doing so because they aren't a family member, just because they're their partner without the government permission slip, I completely support their efforts, don't you?
I do, but again, I don't do it under the context of this whole war paradigm between this group and that group arguing over what the definition of marriage is. The definition of marriage is whatever you and your partner decide it is, and whatever contract or agreement you make, and that's it. There's no government involved. The only thing the government should have been involved in there is being the referee if there's a dispute between the two parties in their marital agreement at some point.
This is an extraordinarily sticky issue because this, Ian, essentially what you're doing here is advocating for a growth of government, a growth of people.
No, I'm not advocating for that at all.
A growth of the pool of people who are going to get benefits from the government for, you know,
being married,
tax breaks under the government
system of marriage.
Benefits? I mean, you're talking about these people not getting as much tax money stolen from them.
That is a benefit, wouldn't you say?
A benefit.
Well, it is, but you're still putting it in the context of you get these goodies from the government, or they leave you alone if you get this magical government piece of paper that says you and your partner are married. That, you know, the truth is often simple.
It's also growing the government from the standpoint that the government will get $150 from everybody who goes out and gets a government
marriage
license.
But I'm not advocating for that. I'm not advocating
for
growing the government.
You really are, though.
I'm not. I support their efforts in that I understand that they want to be treated fairly, and I don't oppose that. I'm not going to go and necessarily vote in favor of any of this stuff necessarily.
Well, you can't.
I'm not going to take action.
Here.
I'm not going to take any real significant action on behalf of it. I don't advocate for it, but I don't blame them for wanting it. I don't blame them at all, and I support them in what they're trying to accomplish. I think it's the wrong way to go about it.
I concur.
I think that they should be doing something differently, but I'm not there. I'm not a part of that movement. I'm not leading any of those
right. There's
issues.
No momentum for the doing away of with marriage license. I get that. There is momentum for marriage equality or whatever it is that they're calling it. I understand it's the expedient route, but it's not the right one.
You know, when I look at this, these are the types of arguments, these divide and conquer situations that the people in power set up. And it kind of reminds me of going to a sporting event, and you see this, they got the mascot running around the field, and then they have the one for the opposing team, and then at some point they have get a little fight, and one of them falls down. That's what this reminds me of. I refuse to participate in this. I don't even want to argue over it, because it's just a bunch of baloney. It's a total baloney, and all you're doing is begging. They want you to beg. To go on one side or the other and beg them to do the right thing, and it's not up to them, it's up to you to do the right thing.
Johnson?
I agree with you on the one tack that, yes, it's up to you to do the right thing, but at the same time, there is this system where they're forcing people, they're forcing this inequality on people, that they're stealing from certain people and not stealing from others, and there should be some kind of equal treatment there if they're going to be, you know.
Yes, get rid of government marriage.
Agreed. That they rob from everyone equally.
But why don't you go ahead? Well, hold on, Wayne. Why don't you go ahead and run for political office and then spearhead that? Because there's no one doing that right now. In the meantime, if this is the only way somebody with a homosexual partner Excuse me, it is. If this is the only way that someone with a homosexual partner can go and visit their loved one while they're in a hospital or a jail cell, amongst other things because these hospitals and jails have set up these stupid rules that say that you can't go and see your loved one unless you have a government permission
You're playing into their BS. You're playing into
I'm playing into it by supporting somebody's right to go and see a loved one difficult circumstances.
Well, that's right. They should be able to go without their magic government piece of paper because
they should be, but they won't be allowed to. So that's not my problem. The problem is with the system, and as long as nobody's advocating what you're talking about, Wayne, which I support,
right? Nobody's advocating it because you're not advocating it. Do you understand?
What are you talking about?
You're not advocating it.
I already said I support ending government marriage. That's what I would like to see happen, but I don't see that happening out there anywhere. Maybe some of these political activists can do that here in New Hampshire. I'd like to see it happen. I don't know if anyone has done that yet.
Right. Okay. Good. We can all calm down now. You're right. However, my point is, by giving into this, what you're doing is you're actually providing less motivation to get rid of government marriage, because then all of a sudden everybody's got their little goodies. Now more people are going to be fighting over it. You know, you're going to increase the fight. You're going to have bigger rocks being thrown over the fence. But I think there's more motivation to get rid of government marriage by not playing into this ploy of begging the government to give these people the rights to go see a loved one at the hospital.
They're putting the onus for getting rid of government marriage back in the hands of the people who invented the whole idea of marriage in the first place, and that's the religious. And I think that this is the huge difference between a liberty-minded religious person and, you know, your average run-of-the-mill conservative Republican neocon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's very good that we have some of these, like, really staunchly religious people who are also super duper liberty activists, and I hope that these people are going to go and will be involved in their religious communities that preach these social control systems, because that's where this whole thing came from in California. It came from the churches and ministers and religious officials preaching another system of control and this sort of integration between the church and the state. And I love that there are these religious pope people out there who are for freedom, and I hope that they continue to be active in saying, hey, this has got to stop. But until that happens, this is a step towards getting the government to leave people the hell alone. Yes, it is, you know, still a sale of religion, a sale of marriage, because that's the only way that people can be equal.
I'm with you, Johnson. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, that number 800-259-9231. Gay marriage, the topic at the moment, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, of course, if you like. Also, you can help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. So just enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. We've got Johnson on the line here. He was trying to wrap up his thoughts. We ran out of time because we're nailed to the clock. But, Johnson, I wanted to make sure you got him out. You were responding to Wayne's point that he believes that that having gay marriage not be in effect in a given state area is going to motivate people more to abolish state marriage. And you disagreed,
right.
And I agree with you. But go ahead and explain why.
I disagree, and here's why. And this is very similar to the argument that everyone hates about a case, and the ACLU is back at it again, where they're trying to say that the Boy Scouts can't meet in public schools. This is the new case that's going on. I think it's in Michigan. I'm not sure where. But the reason why is because the Boy Scouts discriminate against atheists. They discriminate against gays. And so, therefore, sorry, you don't yet get to steal money to run your meetings in public facilities that are funded by money that is stolen from taxpayers if you aren't open to everyone. And it's sort of like what's going to happen now with this marriage thing, and I think it's exactly opposite of what Wayne is saying, is that now the onus goes back on to, we'll say Christians, because I don't know what all the religions are, but I know Christians are very heavily active against gay marriage and evangelists, and that what's going to happen now is that these people who are sort of the creators of this institution of marriage, if they want gays to not get married and they want to own that whole marriages between a man and a woman, they've got to be now the ones to say, well, we're not going to honor state marriages. Our marriages and our churches are going to be between a man and a woman, and that's how it should be. And we're going to start up our own Christian insurance organizations that are only going to allow good Christians who are not gay, and we're only going to give discounts to marriages between a man and a woman. And then they have to create their whole own system. And
Or at the very least start advocating the abolishment of government marriage. I mean, you could go to one of these intolerant so-called Christians. You could approach them and you could say, "Look, see, this is what you got for supporting government marriage in the first place, for wanting the government to endorse what was supposed to be between you, your loved one, and your God. This is what inevitably happens. Now maybe you'll support actually ending government marriage entirely." Johnson, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. And upon further reflection, I'd like to take back what I said earlier. I think that were I to be put in a position where I had to choose on this issue, I would choose to go. Like if I, for whatever crazy reason, actually were a legislator or something like that, or had this to be able to vote on, for instance, I would go ahead and vote for it because it does not increase aggression against anyone. It just allows people the opportunity to have equality under what is a terrible system.
It increases funding towards the government, though, right?
I don't see it. Well, only by those people choosing to get a marriage license.
Right, but then that money goes to what?
That money goes to the government, clearly. But those are those people's choice, not my choice. Right, so if they want to choose to get a government marriage license because they see that it would be worthwhile, Mark, you got a government marriage license.
I did.
Why'd you do that?
Because there was insurance involved.
Mm-hmm. You had a perk, right?
Right.
So you went ahead and did that. You went ahead and sent the money in to the state, your state master, so they would give you the permission slip so you could get some perks. And that's okay, man. It made your life a little bit better. It's okay. It doesn't mean that you support government marriage. It means you did what you had to do to make your marriage as best as it possibly could be. It's because the system has been so, it has been built up around this governmental institution where there are all these rules set out there in the business world and hospitals and such like that, as I explained, and jails and things like that, where if you don't have the government permission slip, you're not my you're not the family. They won't recognize you as a member of the family. So whether you've got a girlfriend and you're, or you've got a heterosexual relationship and you're not married, or you've got a homosexual relationship and you're not married, those people aren't your family, according to the system. The system sucks. In the meantime, before we can end the government institution of marriage and actually just have marriage be between loved ones, until that can be ended, then I see no reason why people who love freedom shouldn't support equality between people that love one another and their ability to submit to abuse by the system. I mean, I don't support getting a government marriage license, but if someone wants to, they should be able to do so if they perceive a benefit to doing that.
See, the problem with the benefit thing is that what happens then is more government benefits are dispensed, creating more aggression, more redistribution. But
sure.
I understand what you're saying about that. And as a non-religious person, my view of marriage has always been that it's basically a covenant between you and your partner, and if you so desire, your creator, mm-hmm. if that's where you're coming from. And it's none of my business what other people's agreements are.
Absolutely.
That's been my position. In a supposedly free country, I think it's totally out of line to need permission from the government to get married or to be married.
My position on it was prior to the here in New Hampshire, I could care less what goes on in California any more than I care what goes on in Mongolia. As far as I'm concerned, those people are aliens, so I just don't care. However, my position here in New Hampshire was prior to the gay marriage legislation passing, I was not going to lift a finger to do anything about it. And now that the gay marriage legislation has passed, as far as I'm concerned, it is status quo, and I will not lift a finger in order to not do anything about it.
Were
either.
I given the opportunity to choose, I absolutely would choose to allow people.
I haven't been
people...
put in that position, so I'm not gonna take some kind of stand.
It's
I just
cowardly,
don't
and I
know.
Understand. It's okay. It's okay to be
I'm trying
cowardly
to be cowardly here, man. I'm telling you that
you
I think
what
the
do.
Right. thing is the government get out of marriage. And
right.
if I was a legislator, every time I had the opportunity to walk up front and we were talking about marriage, I'd say, I think the right
Damn
thing
right.
to do is for us to get out of marriage.
I agree with you
and
there.
That's the only stand. I wouldn't mitigate that stand by saying, and until we have that stand, I'm going to vote for gay marriage. No, I wouldn't mitigate that stand. That would be the that's what they would hear out of my mouth every single time, the principled position on it.
Ian, if you were to get married... Let's say next year, let's say you're planning to get married, would you get a marriage license under any circumstances?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not interested in getting, the government's permission slip to be in love with somebody.
Being in love is a separate thing from getting a government. Even getting, you could be in love with somebody and not get married. So let's separate
right,
that
right.
too. And you can be with somebody, no one's stopping anybody who's gay, for example, from being together for the rest of their lives and being partners. The real issue is the benefits, the bennies. And in fact, civil unions are
legal.
I
don't know what the benefits are because I don't do taxes and crap like that, so I don't care about all that.
Right.
To me, the most difficult part of refusing to get involved in that system would be, what if my loved one was put in the hospital? How would I go about seeing them? If this is one of those hospitals, and I don't know what all the rules are.
I don't know what all the rules are either. When I went to the hospital to see friends, I've always been able to go in and see them.
I mean, I would probably just claim that I'm married to this person and then, put the burden on them to disprove it.
That sounds accurate. It's like claiming you have a high school diploma.
But you are. Right. But you are. It would be a common law marriage. That's perfectly legitimate. And not only that, but you could have your partner or even you change your last name so you have the same last names. Without a government marriage certificate.
Then you're asking for permission from the state to change your last name, right?
Well, yes, you are, but then you'd have the same last name. Or you can do an AKA last name, whatever you want to do. But I'm saying that you can get around that. That's not the reason to say we have to have...
I would do everything I could to get around it. I would not apply for the government permission slip to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't blame people who aren't of my paradigm.
I'm not blaming them either.
I'm
not saying you're blaming them. I'm saying I don't blame them for wanting to do that, and I would support their ability to go ahead and jump through those hoops if that's what they want to do. If that's how they believe that they need to express their love for this other person is by going and getting the permission slip. And I know, because in the past I've been involved in one of my former relationships. We were talking about these things, and her family members and my family members did not understand the idea of not getting this permission slip. And so there was major social ostracism. There was some ostracism as a result of what? Well, it's not a real marriage unless you've got the government permission slip. And I'm willing to fight that battle, right? I'm willing to make a stand on principle. I have no problem with that. But other people aren't as understanding. They don't understand these concepts. And I agree with Mark that given every opportunity possible, we should be advocating for the abolishment of government marriage. And I agree with Johnson that because gay marriage exists now here in New Hampshire, that should help encourage the religious zealots to support ending government marriage. I think right now,
but they won't
New
do
Hampshire,
that. But they're not going to do that. They're going to keep on attacking the other people as if they're immoral.
Well,
and
why not encourage them, those who are close to people like that, who understand this message, why not encourage them?
I'm not a religious zealot. Now you're putting the onus upon them. You're taking it out of the status quo.
No, I said why not encourage them if you are close to people like that? Encourage them to accept the idea of abolishing government marriage. Let's make that the issue. And then abolish government marriage.
Let's make that the issue by giving gays government marriage. That makes sense.
No, they already have government marriage.
Today in New Hampshire, but not in most of the United States.
Now you use that as a springboard to abolish government marriage entirely. That's all. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.